Fireside Drama to us, our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 10th of May. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 70, Titus, son of Emperor Vespasian, opened a full-scale assault on Jerusalem as part of the Siege of Jerusalem and attacked the city's third wall to the northwest. The third and second wall were breached, leaving the defenders in possession of only the temple and the upper and lower city. Titus then had a wall built in order to starve out the population of Jerusalem more effectively. On this day in 1503, Christopher Columbus visited the Cayman Islands and named them Las Tortugas after the numerous turtles found there. The Parliament of Great Britain passed the Tea Act on May 10th in 1773, designed to save the British East India Company by granting it a monopoly on the North American tea trade. 1801, the Barbary Pirates of Tripoli, four North African states known collectively as the Barbary States, declared war on the United States. Pirates from the Barbary States were seizing American merchant ships and holding the crews for ransom, which U.S. President Thomas Jefferson refused to pay. Fun fact, the Tripoli Monument, now in Washington, D.C., honoring the American heroes of the First Barbary War, is the oldest military monument in the U.S. today. As part of the Indian Rebellion of 1857, on May 10th in India, the First War of Independence began when sepoys mutinied against their commanding officers at Meerut. Victoria Woodhull became the first woman nominated for President of the United States on this day in 1872. Sailing in the lifeboat, the James Caird, on this day in 1916, British polar explorer Ernest Shackleton arrived at South Georgia after a journey of 800 nautical miles. The voyage was intended to obtain rescue for the main body of the Imperial Transatlantic Expedition of 1914-17, which was stranded on Elephant Island after the loss of its ship Endurance. Polar historians regard the voyage as one of the greatest small boat journeys ever completed. On May 10th in 1924, power-mad lunatic J. Edgar Hoover was appointed as the first director of the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, remaining so until his death nearly 50 years later in 1972. And May 10th in 1940, big day for World War II, Germany invaded Belgium, the Netherlands and Luxembourg, began raids on British shipping convoys and military airfields, and German fighters accidentally bombed the German city of Freiburg. Own goal there. Meanwhile, Winston Churchill was appointed Prime Minister of the UK following the resignation of Neville Chamberlain. Big day, May 10th. 1960, the nuclear submarine USS Triton completed Operation Sandblast, the first underwater circumnavigation of the Earth. Nelson Mandela was inaugurated as South Africa's first black president on May 10th in 1994. 1996, Prime Minister John Howard announced gun controls in the wake of the Port Arthur massacre. And in 2013, One World Trade Center, or Freedom Tower, became the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere when the final component of the skyscraper's spire was installed. Got some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Light-footed Fred Astaire, born May 10th in 1899. Mark Chapman, the man who murdered John Lennon, is 64 today. Unhappy birthday, Mark. The first Hispanic woman in space, Ellen Ocho, is 61 today. And author John Scalzi is 50. Some famous musos for us as well. Sid Vicious, born 1957. Donovan is 73 today. Danny Carey of Tool is 58. Bob Bruno of Best Coast, 46. And Stuart Braithwaite of Mogwai is 43 this morning. We're going out on this one. This track going out to none other than Paul David Hewson, a.k.a. Bono of U2. He's 59 today. U2, one of the best-selling music artists of all time and winners of a record-setting 22 Grammy Awards. Bono, the recipient of an honorary knighthood for his services to the music industry and his humanitarian work. U2, With or Without You, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.